is the robot that we're gonna be, he's gonna be kind of helping us along with doing some tasks. So, Jibo, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Sophie.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, so in between each game, I want you to pick a buzzer and hit one for me, so you can pick any buzzer to start. Blue one. A lot of people go for the blue one, and it's your favorite color, so. Mm-hmm. The first one's only going to be easy, since you're 9, obviously. Since the alphabet, I'm guessing you know that. Mm-hmm. So, all I want you to do is tell me the letter, the picture you see, and something else that you can think of that starts with the same letter.
Okay. A, an apple, and the alphabet.
That's a good one.
B, and boy, and a bumblebee.
I haven't heard that one yet. That's a good one, too.
C and cookies and cat.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip. D, duck and doctor.
Ooh.
E, elephant and the name Emma.
Do you know someone named Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
F, fish, and French fries.
French fries, yummy.
G, guitar, and God.
Come
on. H, and house, and Henry.
Do you know someone named Henry?
He's my brother. I, ice, and ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream, so good.
J and juice. And Joe. He's my dad. K is in key, kitten.
Do you have a cat at home?
No.
Yeah.
L, leaf, and leaf.
Good one, why not, right, plural?
Mm-hmm. M, monkey, and most. N, nose, and naughty.
Ooh.
O, orange, and octopus. P, plate, and plane. Q, and quack, and quick. R, red, and Raymond. He's my younger brother.
Oh, wow.
My younger,
okay.
Younger brother. S, spider, and sweet.
You have a sweet tooth?
Mm-hmm. T, table, and Teresa. It's my mom.
Okay, you can do the whole alphabet with just people you know.
Mm-hmm. U, umbrella, and unknown. V, vacuum and violin. W, watch and with. X, x-ray.
These can be a little tricky, man.
Yeah. I can't think of one.
That's okay, we can move on.
Y, yogurt, and U.
And last one.
Z, zebra, and zoo.
Good job, you did so good. Those were really cool words that you thought of. All right, so let's hit another buzzer to start the next test.
You're doing an awesome job.
Oh, Jesus, thanks so too. Alright, this is an orange test. It needs the orange buzzer, so that's perfect. Alright, and this one's numbers. So do you know your numbers pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I'm just going to have you go through these, but be careful because it kind of skips around. So what you think might be next might really not be next. So we'll see.
One. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What do you think's next? 15?
Maybe 17?
Mm.
20.
What do you think's next?
30.
Close.
25.
What do you think is next after this?
27.
So we went up by how many on this one?
5.
Then we went up by?
5 more.
So now?
30.
Yeah.
So 30. 35.
Close. But now we're going up by?
10.
So what do you think is going to come after this?
50.
What number is this?
40.
Mm-hmm.
50. Maybe 60?
Yep.
60. 70. 70, 80. 80, 90. 90, 100.
Good job. What do you think we're going to go up by now?
Hundreds.
What do you think comes next?
200.
You're so right. What about now?
300, 500.
I know. And then the last one, what do you think is one?
1,000.
You're so good at guessing these. Wow, look at you. Alright, now we have some addition. Do you know how to do addition?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so can you just read each thing out for me and then tell me what you think the answer is?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
You're so fast at that. What about subtraction?
9 minus 1 equals 18.
19.
Wait, 19 yes. Minus
yes.
1.
You're good. What about multiplication?
6 times 3 equals... equals 18.
Yes, good job. And then the worst of them all. How are you at division?
21 divided by 3 equals
7. All
great
right.
Job.
You did so good on that one. So go ahead and hit another buzzer for me and we'll go on to the next one. Alright. This one is also super easy, but it gets kind of silly because some things are really odd, okay? The mm-hmm. names of some things are really odd. So let's start with this one. So we have what?
A mug.
We're going to call this a cup. So we have one cup. Okay.
Two cups.
Uh-huh.
A peanut butter jelly sandwich?
We're gonna call this a snack.
Okay.
So one snack.
One snack. Two snacks. A toy.
This is a foo.
Okay.
So if we have one foo, then we have
two foos.
Good job.
A bed.
We're gonna call this a
crib.
Bed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One crib, two crib.
We're gonna call this a mitt.
One mitt.
Mip.
Mip. Two mips.
This is a duck.
A what?
A duck.
A one duck. Two ducks. One shoe.
Yep.
Two shoes.
This is, we're gonna call this a brick.
Okay. One bit.
Brick. A brick? Like B-R-I-B.
A brib. Two ribs. Trash?
Everyone says that. Everyone says that, and I agree. It does look like trash, but we're going to call this a skack.
One skack.
Mm-hmm.
Two skacks. One boat.
We're going to call this a ship.
One ship. Two ships.
This is a yad.
One yad. Two yads.
This is a pate.
One pate, two pates, a bell, one bell, two bells, one rock,
yep.
Two rocks.
You're gonna guess in his pictures, I have never guessed that. This is called a smide.
One smide, two smides, a purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
One bag.
Mm-hmm.
Two bags.
We're gonna call this a cow.
One cow.
Cow. A cow.
Okay, a cow?
Mm-hmm.
One cow. Two cows.
We're gonna call this a yak.
One yak. Two yaks. A lamp.
We're gonna call this a light.
One light, two lights.
And last one.
A playset?
Yeah, we're gonna just call this a slide.
Okay, yep. One slide, two slides.
Good job, wasn't that so easy? Kinda weird though, mm-hmm. We had a lot of weird words in there. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next task, Jibo is gonna tell us what to do. So Jibo, you can take over. Yes, hit a buzzer first, thank you.
You're doing great. Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
So let's look at the pictures. What do you see in this picture? Can you tell me what you see? Why do you think this might be going on? Maybe come up with a story behind what the picture is.
A lion and a boy riding a boat. Two upside down fish. A dragonfly. And flowers and water and mountains.
What do you think is going on in the picture? What do you think they're doing? Where do you think they're going? Where do you think they came from?
Maybe the boy came from his house and the lion came from the forest and they're going fishing or looking at the sea or the lake.
Why do you think they're in the boat together? Would you be in a boat with a lion?
No.
No.
Because maybe they're friends from like a storybook.
Could be, yeah. Anything else?
No.
All right, we can move on to the next one. Same thing.
Paper airplanes, a kid dressed up as a pilot, toy cars, clouds, a window and a tree, and pillows all over a bed. And a sock.
Why do you think there's no ceiling?
Because it's probably his imagination that he's flying in air, like flying airplanes.
That's a good... What do you say his room's messy or clean?
Messy.
Does that look like your room, or do you think your room's clean?
Kind of.
Kind of. Anything else you see or you want to talk about?
No. There's an octopus behind a girl in a science lab. And he has a pencil and a book and beakers and some mice and charts.
Do you think Octopus is a scientist or do you think he's an experiment?
He's the experiment.
What do you think he might be experimenting on Octopus?
Maybe his heart and like to see if he could do like things that are helpful.
Looks like it. Look at him. He's writing, reading, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is there anything else you want to tell me about the picture?
Nope.
You're doing an awesome job.
If you were to experiment on an animal, which animal would you choose and why?
The unicorn, because it's one of my favorite animals, and to make one and then make other ones so they can actually become a real animal again.
Oh my god, that would be so cool. Alright, ready to move on to the next one?
Mm-hmm. A girl holding a giant, like, vegetable or something. And I see some snails and more of the vegetable. And a girl in fencing in the sky and a shovel. Picking them, so maybe she could make something with them.
Why do you think it's so big compared to the other vegetables?
Maybe because she watered it extra.
Have you ever planted a plant or a vegetable?
Yeah.
Which
one? I'm going to plant a cabbage. And I've, with my grandma, I helped her plant her strawberry garden.
Oh wow, that sounds so yummy. Did you make anything with them?
She made strawberry jam.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I made strawberry jam like 2 weeks ago.
And she put raspberries and blueberries in it.
Wow, that sounds so yummy. Anything else you want to tell me about the picture?
No.
Alright, so we're going to the next one, so can you just go hit a buzzer for me to move on? I like that.
Great job.
Alright, this one is is reading, so I'm just gonna have you go ahead and read.
All the students finished lunch quickly so they could go outside for recess. During recess, the children enjoyed dancing to the wobble and songs like the doggy. And they really enjoyed line dances, and Dion was one of the best dancers. After lunch, Mrs. Kent brought the CD player outside to the playground so the children could dance. The first song to play was the cha-cha slide. Everyone clap your hands. DJ Casper sang. All of the students started clapping to the beat of the song. To the right now, to the left, take it back now, y'all. All the children danced to the right, all the children slid to the left. Then they took it back. But before DJ Casper could say cha-cha real smooth, something bad happened. The CD player started skipping. Cha, 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 cha. The students stopped dancing and ran off to find something else to do. Mrs. Kent, said Dion, do you mind if I take a look at the CD player? Maybe I can fix it. This happens all the time at home. That would be wonderful, said Mrs. Kent. Dion took the CD out and looked at the bottom of it. It was scratched and a little dusty. Dion checked to make sure his shirt was clean. He wiped the CD with his shirt until it shined and then slid back into the player. Dion held his breath and pressed play. DJ Casper started playing again. Cha-cha, now y'all, cha-cha again. Dion smiled and began dancing, and the children started running back to the dance area to join him. They had a great time dancing, and Dion was a hero.
You're such a great reader. Do you like reading?
Mm-hmm.
You're so good. Can you read this one for me as well?
Mm-hmm. This story takes place in 1955, the day Rosa Parks had a long day at work. Rosa was 49 years old. She was black and she waited for the bus to go home. She was very tired. Rosa got on the bus and ate and sat down. The seat she sat in was the front of the bus. In 1955, the city she lived in had an unfair law. The law started that if there were not enough seats on the bus, white people, black people must let the white people sit in their seats. Soon after Rosa got on the bus, the seats were full. Then more white people got on the bus. The white people waited for Rosa to get up from her seat. Rosa didn't think it was fair. She didn't want to be treated poorly any longer. Just because she was black, she said no and did not give up her seat. Rosa Parks was arrested and put in jail. Many people found out what had happened. Some did not think it was fair and felt mad. So the black people in her town decided we are not going to ride the bus until the law is changed. For 1 year, the black people did not ride the bus. Finally, the law was fixed. Rosa Parks helped black people to be treated fairly. She was a role model and leader all across the United States. People began to insist on being treated fairly.
Have you heard the story before?
Yeah, I did a book report on her. We got to take home these books on people from school, and we made bottle buddies. So like we used like a Gatorade bottle or something, and like our teacher gave us a foam head, and like we did like a biography on somebody, and I did Rosa Parks.
Oh my god, that's amazing! You are so good at this. This is the last one, and then we're done with the reading portion.
Okay. Marcus loves to run when he runs the beat all the other boys at school. He runs and makes touchdowns in football. Marcus wants to play football at Ohio State when he grows up. If you want to go to Ohio State, his grandma said, you need to get good grades in school. Marcus goes to school every day. He pays attention and listens to his teacher. He does all of his homework and asks his teacher for help. School is not always easy for Marcus, but he does it. He does his best. His dream is to play football for Ohio State. He will work hard for his dream. My name is Macon, and I am 6 years old. I have a big sister named Mayan, who is 13 years old. I love my sister. She is so much fun. Mayan takes me to the park where I can swing, slide, and play ball with my friends. One day, my friend Bob, Mayan, and I were playing catch. Bob threw the ball really hard, and it went far in the park. Some big boys caught my ball and began to run away with it. Mayan ran very, very fast and caught the boys. Mayan made them give my ball back. Mayan, Bob, and I had fun playing with the ball. I love my sister. She is so much fun.
Is that how you feel about your sister?
I don't have a sister.
Oh, you don't have a sister?
I do.
You do. Alright, that was so good. Thank you so much for reading all of those. Mm-hmm. Can you hit another buzzer for us, or are we on to our next time?
You're doing an awesome job.
You are so kind. This one, it's pretty easy. All I want you to do is tell me what's going on in the picture and how you would do it.
Okay. He's brushing his teeth, and I would do it by putting toothpaste on my toothbrush and then start brushing my teeth for 2 minutes.
Sounds good. 2 minutes is the ideal time.
My grandma's a dentist, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pre-dental student.
He's washing his hands, and I would put soap, 2 squirts of soap, and then warm water for about a minute, and then dry my hands off. It looks like he's tying his shoes. So first I would make an X, and then loop one of the loops and then make it tight, and then make two other loops and tie them together and make it tight.
Here, sometimes laces come untied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine, so
mine are kind of short.
Oh, that's good then.
Mm-hmm. She's pouring cereal into her bowl. First I would put my cereal in a bowl, and then milk, and then grab a spoon and eat it.
What's your favorite cereal?
Honeycombs.
Okay.
He's putting on a sweater. First I would pick it out and then put it over my head and put my arms through. She's frosting cupcakes. So first I would make my cupcakes and then put it into a piping bag or something. And then I would make swirls with it, with the frosting.
What flavor of cupcakes would you make?
Birthday cake.
Ooh, have you ever made birthday cake cupcakes?
Mm-hmm. She's painting. First I would get my paint and paintbrushes out, and then I would paint a picture of my family.
Do you paint?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to paint?
I like to paint on canvases.
Do you have a favorite painting of yours?
I drew a picture of a dog I really wanted when I was like 5 or something. He's buckling his seat. First I would grab this seat belt and I would bring it over me and then buckle it in. She's feeding one of her toys. Maybe I'll just set a bowl out and then pretend I had food and then take a spoon and then put it by its mouth.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my cousins, we used to put out chairs and a table, and she would take water and then put them in cups, and then we would have a fake tea party.
Oh,
yeah.
So I did that too, but I forced my parents to sit with me. Alright, and then the last one for this one.
Looks like she's dressing up. I would just go in my mom's closet because she has all my dress-up stuff in there, and then just put random things on.
Where do you think he's going?
Trick-or-treating, I don't know.
What costumes have you worn in previous Halloween?
Like a cat, a witch, and one year I was like Tinkerbell, and what all my two siblings were for their, like, our first time trick-or-treating, we were all a cow.
Oh my god, I was a cow.
I was a cow my first Halloween.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was a cow
last
year.
Why is that so popular?
I don't know. Yeah, I was a cow like the last Halloween we had.
My grandma gave it to my mom because my grandpa's a farmer.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, we can just keep going with these since you're doing so well.
They're going down a slide, and I would climb up the steps and then sit down and then push myself down. Looks like he's getting ready to kick a soccer ball. I would take my soccer ball and put it down, and then I would kick it.
Do you play soccer?
No.
Do you play any sports?
Softball, basketball, and I might play soccer.
Wow, you are so athletic.
They're making a tower out of building blocks. First I would get my building blocks out and then just stack them up and see how high I could get them.
Before they fall over now.
And it looks like he's pushing maybe his sister on the swing. First I would get on the swing and then push them and then pump my legs.
Wow, that's so cool. Do you usually have someone push you, or do you just do it yourself?
I just do it myself.
Mm-hmm. A couple more.
Maybe they're like trading candy or something. So maybe I would take two, like some different candies, and then trade with my friends or my cousins.
I don't know if you guys ever did this, but did you ever trade silly bands?
No.
I guess that was us.
Looks like he's waiting for a timer. Maybe he's in timeout or something.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, thank you. You did so well on that one. Go ahead and get another buzzer for me, and we'll on to our last one. So I'm just going to pick a few of my favorite pictures, and then you just get to tell me about them, and then we're done.
Okay.
So let's do... I mean, if you see one you like, stop me, okay?
Okay.
That you want to talk about.
I like that one.
You like this one? Okay, let's talk about this one.
It looks like they're maybe making like a fake band or something, or they're just playing music.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
What instrument would you play?
I had like this little ukulele thing, and I played that.
That's so fun.
Now I'm getting a recorder.
Wow. All right, let's go with this one too. This one's funny.
There's a maybe like a frog prince or something, and maybe he's stuck in a cup.
Maybe. I watched Prince of the Frog yesterday.
My cousin, they have frogs everywhere, and there was one in his gardening can, and he picked it up by the leg, and then he threw it like a frisbee in the field.
Oh my god.
And on his birthday, we found like a whole bunch of baby ones, and we put them in the cooler. But it was empty. So.
I love this one. This one's probably my favorite.
It's a goat with candy, and he might be pretending to be like a unicorn or a princess.
I'm trying to.
No. Maybe he's trying to rule the world because he's acting like a princess or a queen.
True. I mean, if we had a goat king or a queen, I'd listen to it.
My friend, she has 3 goats.
Oh my god, really?
They're midget goats.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I love midget goats. Mm-hmm. They're so cute. All right, let's do one more.
And then, like, when they run, like, if you start running, they'll follow you, and then they jump.
That is so cute. Once I did goat yoga, it was really interesting.
That's what we did. We like, laid down, and then we put them on our backs.
I know, they jump on your back. Let's do this last one.
Maybe she's at the beach, and she's trying to feed the bird or something.
Have you ever been to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Hilton Head. Oh. And I've been to Michigan twice and St. Joseph's.
That's so fun. You've been all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. You did such an amazing job with us today.
Thank you.